Today I'll be talking to you under the caption, Three Basic Pictures of God in Psalm 23. Turn your Bibles with me. Psalm 23, a well-known chapter. The Lord is my shepherd. Is he your shepherd? I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will what? Fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Then the final verse says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me for how long? All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord for how long? Forever. Shall we pray? Our Father, bless your words to our hearts now as we listen, for Christ's sake. Three basic pictures of God in Psalm 23. Probably the best known and the best loved of all the Psalms is Psalm 23, universally known as the Shepherd's Psalm. It is called the Pearl of Psalms, the Nightingale of Song, the Shepherd's Song about his sheep. Augustine noted that this psalm was the hymns for the martyrs when they were dying. They would repeat this psalm over and over again. And I know for a fact that many of us here have repeated that psalm over and over again in times of difficulties, in times of trouble. Am I right? Psalm 23 has gained immortality by virtue of trust and confidence expressed by David in God. Yes. Psalm 23 speaks about a heart that has passed through many bitter experiences and battles, as well as the perfect peace of mind. And that comes from a childlike trust in God. Do we have hearts like that here today, this morning? What makes the psalm one of the most successful text in human history is not only its present importance for spiritual life of the believer, but the possibility of understanding its future meaning. David uses Exodus terminologies in the psalm, the redemption from Egypt, in order to point to the final exodus of those who are living in the land of the shadow of death. Where are we living today? We are living in the land of the shadow of death. This is the place where we are. The psalm also speaks of the spiritual transformation of the believer who is ready to walk on a daily basis with God, and who eagerly looks forward toward the day when the Lord of history will come and will dwell with his people. Several suggestions have been made concerning the structure of Psalm 23. Some suggested two basic features: God as shepherd and God as host, while others suggested God as shepherd, wanderer, and host. We are going to look at these three today. God as shepherd, God as wonder, and God as host. Let us begin with the idea or the metaphor, God as shepherd. This is a very, very interesting metaphor. It conveys a close relationship between the psalmist and his God. What kind of relationship do we have with our God? Is it the same for you and me, like David? Do you see God as your shepherd? What? Who is a shepherd? A shepherd is one that cares for the need of his sheep. Am I right? He's not an hireling. He's a shepherd. He is intimately connected to his flock. This is the picture that David painted. A God who provides even in times when almost everything is taxed. Church is silent. What happened? He is my shepherd. When there is no job, he is my shepherd. When you do not know where the rent and the mortgage is coming from, he is my shepherd. Yes. When the school fees are hard to find, he is my shepherd. When I am sick and the enemy comes in like a flood, he is my shepherd. So many of us have had experiences when we were down to nothing, but God was up to something. He provided and cares for us like a mother bird who cares for her young ones. This metaphor is often used in the Old Testament to describe Yahweh as shepherd. Psalm 80. Let's look at it, verse 1. It says, give ear, O shepherd of Israel. Who is that? Our God, isn't that so? Thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. Yes, Jesus, our shepherd that dwells between the cherubims, is there pleading for you and pleading for me. And I'm happy for that. That kind of a shepherd, what do you say about that? To understand the concept of God the shepherd, we must remember some of the main character in the Bible who were shepherds. Like Abel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and others. In John 10 verse 14, Jesus himself said, I am what? I am not just a shepherd, but the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know my voice. Today, do you really know your shepherd, Jesus Christ? We need to understand what kind of shepherd David was. Just look at how he described to King Saul how he dealt with his flock. In 1 Samuel 17, 34, he said, listen, the animal came to destroy my flock, and I killed them, I destroyed them, because he was a defender of his flock. He loved his flock. Amen. He loves you and he loves me, and he will do anything to save you and me. And I say amen for that. This incident described what happened in the Judean desert, where no one witnessed David's bravery and courage. David loved his flock with such passion that he was ready to risk his life in order to save his sheep. Amen, brethren. The Lord is my shepherd, says David. David's shepherd is the most caring and wonderful being in the universe. David's shepherd is my shepherd and your shepherd. This is the God that you and I serve today. Not a God that divorces himself from our affairs. Am I right? He is a timeless God, but a God who is always on time. He is a God who is able to interfere in the events of our lives and has been interfering and interfacing in the events of my life. How about you? Yeah. What are the events that are happening in your lives right now? That you believe that Jesus really doesn't care. As a shepherd, he used the handle of his staff to save his sheep, either from falling over the cliffs, or when they are over the cliff already, he pulls them to safety. That's the kind of God that we serve. That even when we turn away from him, he's willing to pull us back. What do you say about that? To pull us back. To save us. That's the kind of love that he has. How many times does the Lord save you and me from death and the onslaught of the enemy? How many times? Can you count? It's countless. In Isaiah 40:11, it says, he shall feed his flock like what? Like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead them, are those that are with young, those that are pregnant. Thank God, none escapes the tender care of the good shepherd. And I say amen for that. None of us, however insignificant we think we are, none of us escapes the tender care of the good shepherd. Has God done anything for you lately? Ah, brethren. The lambs are the children. They are cared for by God. When they have been through, we have been through all our developmental stages in life and grow to be big men and women. Indeed, we can say God is our good shepherd. Sometimes you wonder how some children live. When they play, when they do things, when they have been through their stages and they turn big men and women, God is a good shepherd. I share my experience with you. I remember my mom, before she died, told me that when I was a baby, I was very, very ill. Ill to the point where the doctors gave me over and they came to the hospital to take me home to bury me. But today I am still alive because of the good shepherd. Amen. Still alive. Yes, he is the good shepherd. From time to time, he carries us in his arms, in his bosom, as a mother carries her young one. This describes the tender loving care of all of us that we receive from God daily. David continues, he's such a magnificent and amazing being that he is the shepherd and we shall not want. Amen. One Bible commentator says, so long as the Lord is my shepherd and your shepherd, we suffer no lack. In the Exodus, we see God's nurturing support for his people as they journeyed through the desert. He provided still waters where they could drink and rest. He caused manna to fall from heaven that they could have food in abundance. Is it the same God that we serve in the 21st century? Is our shepherd dead? No, he's still alive. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My brothers and sisters, the problem is not with God, but it is with our meandering faith. Sometimes it is up, sometimes it is down. Our shepherd is still the good shepherd who continues to provide for us. Do you love him? Do you trust him? And if we're going through the green pastures and drink from still waters and walk in the path of righteousness, a path which leads to deliverance, welfare, and blessedness, then and only then we will be restored. Our souls will be restored. He will calm our souls, and even in difficult times, he will be there for us. My friends, the world is filled with trouble, isn't that so? And sin. And we can only find peace in God, peace in the shepherd. Thank God for the good shepherd. Then we move to God the Comforter. My friends, the psalmists are not always, the pastures rather, are not always green. Is your pasture always green? Sometimes there is drought, isn't that so? The waters are not always still. Sometimes it's muddy and rough. And the paths are not always peaceful. Sometimes we have to go through the valley of the shadow of death as we experience the touch of suffering, loss, and death. Life may appear meaningless. This experience has led many to dismiss God from their existence and reject his involvement in their lives. But the psalmist dares to claim, on the basis of his own experience with God, that when we are passing through the valley of darkness, God, our comforter, even comes closer. Do we have a witness out there? May I ask this morning, what is your dark valley that you're passing through right now? Is it spiritual? Is it an health issue? Is it a family issue? Is it financial issue? What is your valley, dark valley this morning? Verse 1 to 3 of the same chapter. It's written in the third person singular. He makes me to lie down. He leads me. And suddenly in verse 4, he becomes you. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. A profound theological proclamation is found in this charge of E to you. It is saying that while the pastures were green, the water still, and the path peaceful, God was in front, behind, and above his people. Isn't that the God we still serve today? But now, when we pass through the valley of darkness, God the Comforter comes closer, that he almost touches you and me. This proximity of God, the touch of his rod at a moment of total despair, means everything to a soul that is in darkness. The message of hope, meaning, and future is what God wants to give to you this morning. A good shepherd searching for you and searching for me. We know the story of the lost kind. The coin didn't know that it was lost and didn't know its way back, but somebody had to search for it. Am I right? The sheep, some sheep, they are real foolish. And unless somebody guide them, they will lose their way, like some of us today. But there was the last son. He knew that he was lost, and he also knew his way back. Thank God some of us are like that, but some of us are like the last kind. We have a responsibility to help others to come back to the Good Shepherd. This deep, special, friendly relationship between God and man that continues to merge even in the darkness and hopelessness. Psalm 23 acknowledges the tragic reality in which man finds himself, but also shouts about the present remedy and future solution. And then we come to the final part, the host. God has gone to prepare a place for us. He has a place where we all will meet. He will be our host. He will be serving us that long table. So he's shepherd. He's there for us. He is our host. One of these days, we're going to meet around that great banquet table. Oh, what a day that will be, when there'll be no more sickness, no more pain, no more death. We will live eternally with our host, Jesus Christ. Today, we're so grateful to God for the kind of God he is. God, our good shepherd. Is God good to you? If he is, could you stand, please? Our God and our Father, your people have responded to your call. Oh Lord, we ask that you will work a transformation in their hearts as they listen to your word. May they be prepared for that great banquet all when Jesus will be our host. He will be our shepherd. Oh God, be with them and may they follow through with their decision to go even in the watery grave of baptism. And those of us, Lord, who have already committed our ways to you and you have proven over and over again that you are our good shepherd, may we be faithful to you. Bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name.